The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you. And I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. We woke up at our house Friday morning to the news of the mosque shootings in Christchurch, New Zealand. You may have too. As I was getting my morning coffee, Matthew shared what he knew. Someone shot and killed 49 people at two mosques during Friday afternoon prayers. And my first thoughts, oh no, not again. Not again. Not more death in another holy and sacred site. I read the newspapers online for a while, jumping from link to link, until ending up on CNN's website, watching several of their video clips, watching the scenes that are all too familiar and becoming too common. In one video, a woman named Rosemary Omar told a reporter that she had dropped her son off close to the door of the mosque while she went to park the car. By the time she found a parking spot, she could hear the gunshots and see people running from the mosque. Her son was not among them. At the time of the interview, she and her husband had been waiting almost 4 hours for the authorities to give them some news, any news, about him. The next video is a montage of scenes from outside the two mosques. There were police cars and blockades lining the streets, emergency medical technicians loading the injured into ambulances, witnesses crying and wandering around with faces of shock and disbelief. These are some of the people who will bear the trauma of this day for the rest of their lives. One woman identified only as a Christchurch resident speaking in a shaky voice with emotion said, "I'm getting angrier. It's gone from shock, and now I'm getting angry and very indignant, you know? Everyone should feel safe to pray however they want." And the one I watched several times is that of New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern speaking to the nation on Friday night. "We, New Zealand, we were not a target because we were a safe harbor for those who hate. We were not chosen for this act of violence because we condone racism, because we are an enclave for extremism. We were chosen for the fact that we are none of these things, because we represent diversity, kindness, compassion, a home for those who share our values, refuge for those who need it. Those values, I can assure you, will not and cannot be shaken by this attack. The one value we place currency in right now, tonight, is our compassion." In the Prime Minister's final line of the video clip, she says this: "You may have chosen us, but we utterly reject and condemn you." Now, Prime Minister Ardern could have been speaking of our gospel lesson this morning, and especially of Herod's threat to Jesus. Herod Antipas, the Roman Tetrarch of Galilee. He is the son of Herod the Great, who you might remember earlier in Jesus' life murdered every baby boy in Judea, hoping to kill Jesus after he learned of his birth from the wise men when they came looking for the new king who was not him. He was threatened by the power of this newborn baby king. And his son Herod Antipas is no stranger to killing the innocent either. He beheads John the Baptizer after being manipulated by his wife and stepdaughter to present John's head as a gift and in order to save face in front of his party guests who witness this request. So now when Herod hears of Jesus and his ministry, he is fearful and paranoid that John has somehow returned from the dead as Jesus to haunt him. Herod targets Jesus because of who he is, a healer with compassion and mercy, a loving refuge for those suffering, promising salvation in God and the way to a new life. Herod is fearful of Jesus' power, so unlike his. Herod wants Jesus gone. With good intentions, the Pharisees warn Jesus that Herod is looking for him and means to kill him. They want him to leave the area for safety. Jesus is having none of playing it safe. He snaps back with a reply to the sly fox Herod, "I am continuing to do the work I am called to do, to cast out demons and heal the sick. And I will be on my way in a few days, and your threat won't stop me." Jesus turns from his aggravation with Herod to a lament as soon as he begins to speak of where he is going. Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the city with a long history of killing the prophets whom God continually sends to save them. This is where Jesus is heading as more than a prophet. Jesus is going into the city as the Son of God. The tenderness we hear Jesus express for Jerusalem is the same tenderness God feels for Jerusalem. Jesus yearns for Jerusalem to be different, for Jerusalem to see the love of God for them, to come to him as that brood of chicks does when their mother hen opens and surrounds them with her wings to protect them from their enemies. However, Jesus already knows how Jerusalem will respond to him, or he would have no need to lament in sadness this way. His lament says it all. He will be met with rejection and with fear and hate and violence. Jerusalem is saying to Jesus, "You may have chosen us, but we will reject and condemn you." And yet Jesus is determined to get there. He won't be slowed by the Pharisees' concerned warning, Herod's plot to kill him, or by the pain and suffering that awaits him. His love for the world will not and cannot be stopped. Not by Herod or Jerusalem, not by the evil of terrorism, or the fear and hate of the other, or the violence of gunfire into mosques full of people praying, and not by death. Love, Not fear is the power that transforms hate, and light is the power that transforms darkness. Lent is the season for us to bring our darkness out into the saving light of Christ, so that we may fully receive the offer of salvation and love and joy, a new way of life. I pray that you are on your way, because the world is in desperate need of all of these. I offer a prayer in the words written by St. Patrick this morning on his feast day. Let us pray. May the strength of God pilot us. May the power of God preserve us. May the wisdom of God instruct us. May the hand of God protect us. May the way of God direct us. May the shield of God defend us. May the host of God guard us against the snares of the evil ones, against temptations of the world. May Christ be with us. May Christ be before us. May Christ be in us. Christ be over all. May thy salvation, Lord, always be ours, this day, O Lord, and evermore. Amen.